Our loving and heavenly Father has a heart for orphans. In fact, we ourselves become his adopted sons and daughters when we come to know Jesus. This morning, we have author Sandy McGregor with us, who's written a children's book called Lucy's Adoption Song that helps children better understand God's unconditional love for each of his children and the beauty of adoption. Good morning, Sandy. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Shirley and Todd. This is a privilege.
These books are just amazing. Nice hardcover books for kids. They're just really well illustrated.
Well written, yeah. Well illustrated, and they are fun for kids. It's so vibrant.
Yes, yes. I'm just thrilled. The illustrator, Kim Spinagle, is just, she's just a genius. So she pulled it to life really, really so much. It was great.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your book, Lucy's Adoption Song?
Yes, I would love to. So it all started last year, and the Lord placed on my heart the whole concept of adoption because of my sister, Charmaine, and my brother-in-law, Mark. They have 8 children, and out of their 8, 6 are adopted. And I really felt like the Lord wanted me to tell the story of 2, which are Peter and Achor, which is what Lucy's Adoption Song is all about, the adventure of international adoption. Mm. I couldn't do all of the kids, so I felt like the Lord was leading me to do this one. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to honor their story, and not just their story, but all the other people that I've adopted or been adopted or fostering. It's a beautiful topic, and just like you talked about at the beginning, it really is the heart of our Heavenly Father.
Now, I love the parts in the book that you tell a little bit of the story, and it's a rhymer, so it's great.
Yeah.
But there's also like a little scripture verse above, too. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So how did you go about picking the right scriptures for that?
Well, you know, I really just leaned on the Lord and said, show me what you want me to say, because there's so many beautiful passages that I could talk about, but these ones really stood out to me. And it really expresses the heart of the Heavenly Father, especially when he talks about in John 1:12. That to all who did receive him, he believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And the fact that he is a father to the fatherless. Mm. And I think when it comes to children's books, when you can add scripture and tuck it inside their heart at an early age, it will stay with them all the way through until your adult life. And it's from personal experience growing up in a Christian home, hearing the word of God. And I just felt like I really needed to do that. Yeah, so it was wonderful. I just was so thankful that God was just leading me and, you know, inviting the Holy Spirit into this book and having so many people look at it and walk me through it has been a real privilege.
Yeah, and it's from the perspective of, like, a sister getting new siblings, too. Mm-hmm. She's a little scared. She gets to go on the trip, too. Like, I don't know if that's a spoiler or whatever, but, you know, because there's so many dynamics involved with adoption, right? There's the parents, there's the siblings, and there's the kids themselves. My goodness, that's a lot to tackle.
It really was, but I just felt like the Lord was so good to me, just helping me narrow it down to capture like the emotion of the moment, especially that scene when they are first arriving in Africa, and how I can only imagine how I would be feeling as a little girl going to a new country and doing something that was kind of unknown. And it, even for the parents, like, and I know my sister and brother-in-law would say the same thing about their trip to Africa and some of their fears or anxieties of the unknown.
Well, this book invites you to journey with Lucy and her parents as they cross the ocean to meet their new family members. And Lucy knew that there was room in her heart and couldn't wait for this new adventure to begin. Sandy, where can people find out more about you and your books?
Yes, well, they are available anywhere that books are sold right now. And you can contact me on my website. It's Sandy with a double E, so sandymcgregor.com. And you can also look at my publisher site, Castle Key, and it's Q-U-A-Y, castlekeybooks.com, and you can purchase the books there as well.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Sandy. It has been our pleasure.
Yes, and it's been my pleasure as well. Thank you so much for the opportunity.